This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Go again, McMahon, messing up, cheating, lying. If he ain't gonna treat you the way he should, then let his ass go, baby. I know it's easier said than done, but I've done it. Many times, because I came across many cheaters, liars, and narcissists, and abusers. It can be mentally or physical abuse. You have to look out for yourself first. Many of us, I take that back, all of us have intuition. All of us have intuition, especially us women, who love with our emotions. And some of us ignore it, I have. Some of us choose not to let it bother the relationship. Some of us know right to the T what's going on, but we still choose to ignore it because we want to be in relationship. But if that relationship is not benefiting you in any way, I don't mean money-wise or materialistic-wise, if it's not bringing you happiness, if it's not bringing you peace in your home, if that relationship is leaving you lonely at night, waking up running where in the hell he is again, with your car, your insurance that's on the car that you're paying for, and your money that you are giving him. We're going to get to that later. A woman paying for his man's living expenses. A woman paying for a man to live off of her. When he has a piece of a job, no job, or he just wants to live minimally because that's all he wants to do. That's all he has to do because you are too busy taking care of him. And most of the time, it's to try to keep him so the other woman over there he's cheating with already won't get him semi-permanently. I say semi-permanently because if he's cheating on you with her, and if he leaves you to go with her, he's cheating somewhere else, or he's cheating back with you. Don't stay for him, her, them, or it. Leave for you. And you is in all caps. You and your kids. Too many times, we sympathize with the man. I don't want to hurt his feelings. But how many times has he hurt your damn feelings and didn't give a shit? I don't want him to put him out. He has nowhere to go. He's a grown-ass man with no responsibilities. Probably has no credit history. No bills. Because he's living off you, remember? Most likely he has a mama, daddy, sister, brother, cousin, auntie, uncle, grandpa, grandma. And if he doesn't have any of these, it's homeless shelters around the way. And if he can't get into a homeless shelter, baby, do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. Sleep on the streets, sleep in somebody else's car, or go lay up under some other woman, because I believe me, there's plenty of women waiting to take care of a man. Just to say they have a piece of a man. Now let me get into a story that matches this scenario. There's a woman, young woman in her 30s. Who's living with her boyfriend, I'm going to emphasize that, boyfriend, and they're talking about buying a house together. Yes. She's going to buy a house with her boyfriend, not her husband, not her fiance, her boyfriend. They have been looking for a year or so. He gaslights her. She talks about it all the time. Makes you feel bad. Makes you feel guilty. But yet and still, he hangs out with his buddies. Comes home late at night. Sometimes she wonder where he's at. Then when she has a discussion with him about where he's at, he makes her feel bad. Are you my mama? I don't know how to report to you. I'm not your husband. But still, she wants to buy a house with him. Now, sometimes she talks about leaving him. She talks about, I deserve more than this. I'm not the one to put up with this. But, baby, you are. We all have. I'm not the one to put up with this. So he's going to have to act right, or we're breaking up. But still, she wants to buy a house with him. Maybe she thinks if they buy a house together, he'll straighten up. He'll be loyal. he'll come home. He'll stop hanging out with his buddy so much. He'll treat her right. I don't blame her. Because my first marriage, that's what I thought. Maybe if we get married, he'll be faithful. Now, I was young, and that's how I thought. So, they were looking at houses together, online. One of her family members is a realtor. They even, went to some houses, open houses. And at this particular day, they were supposed to meet at the house to actually sign some paperwork to get the ball rolling. She went. And what do you know? He wasn't there. She waited a few minutes before she called him. 10, 20 minutes. Roll pie. She didn't see him yet. And she called. Well, she had to call about 4 or 5 times before he picked up. There's no... what word am I looking for? There's no surprise about that. And when she got a hold of him, she's like, "Where are you?" He said, "I decided not to go because I don't want to sign any paperwork. Because that's not the house I want." Huh. So he could have told her this before they made an appointment. He could have told her this when they looked at the house. So that's just one of few examples of how we ignore our intuition. And the facts. Like, that's not just intuition. Those are facts. The longer we ignore the facts, the more it's going to hurt us down the road. The longer we ignore the red flags and do not address them, and do something about the red flags, and quit waiting on the other person to straighten up. Stop being a doormat. And take action yourself. We know how it's going to end down the road. But we just don't want that embarrassment of a relationship going bad. Or we don't want to say he cheated on me. But you should not be the embarrassed one. He should be embarrassed. Because he is the cheater. I don't know why we feel like that. Like, if we tell somebody we was cheated on, or they lied to us, or they're not the person who I thought they were, we're the victims are the ones that's embarrassed. because society laughs at us. Oh, she thought she had a good man. That's one reason why we embarrass the type of people. Because people want us to join in their misery. Another story. Honey, to piggyback on what I said at the beginning of this episode, this man had a girlfriend. Well, he probably still has a girlfriend. Driving the car she bought. Their car, his car now, but the insurance is covered and paid by her. It's under her name. So, hypothetical, but this is not going to happen. If I buy a man a car, and I'm paying the car note every month, he better be able to pay that damn insurance. Because people are not trustworthy. They will get tickets. They will go in an accident. Not tell you. And if the car is in your name, you're going to be liable for that. Liable for that. And now this woman who's paying for his car insurance and the car has to pay a higher premium or drop his ass off her insurance or just drop the insurance altogether to get him off of it. Now, he was in court. She was there. He wrecked. Now, he was in front of their house, right? In front of their house. But as he was parking, he hit the neighbor's car. Yeah, he hit the neighbor's car. Couple thousand dollars damage while he was parking. He told the guy, "I'm sorry, man, I'm sorry. I'll pay for it. I was drunk, and the shorty texted me a new pic, and I was reading the text, and that's how I wrecked into your car. I got it, shorty. I got it. I'll pay for it." The neighbor gave him a couple weeks to pay for it to make good on his promise, but he didn't. So the neighbor took him to court. In court, the scrub, told the judge that he hit me. I was parked, and I saw him backing up. That's how we got into an accident, because he was backing up. I was parked. And I didn't get no text. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. Because his girlfriend was sitting there. That's a lie. That's a lie. I didn't get no text. He lying. They kept putting the camera on the girl's face, woman's face. She was just shaking her head like she already knew. She already knew, but she went to support him. So, while the scrub is driving your car that you paid for or are still paying for, he doesn't respect you. He doesn't respect your property. And he doesn't respect the fact that you're paying for him to get around to maybe look for a job. Not fraternize with other women. Not wreck her car because the new pic she sent you had you so flabbergasted that you couldn't even drive right. Oh yeah, he said he was drunk too. He said he was drunk. So again, ladies, not ladies, ladies. When we have intuition, please don't ignore it. Do not ignore it. Because shortly, that intuition will be followed up with facts. We can't ignore the facts. Also. But when we choose to ignore the facts, we choose to accept that behavior, and the man is going to keep on disrespecting you in their relationship. We don't have proof with our inner intuition, but later on down the line, the intuition will be followed with facts. That's our proof. If you choose to stay longer, if you choose to have him make the decision to straighten up or leave, you're going to be stuck in that relationship for years. Because why would he leave a woman that's paying for his needs and he can cheat at the same time? Until next time, don't stay for him, her, them, or it. Leave for you.